I'm here. I said, okay, somebody told me, this guy is telling me he has a course and they will teach him grammar. What does that mean? I don't know what grammar is.
It's the rules of a language.
Rules of the language. Yes, literally, you're correct. But change the words for me, the foreigner, alien, to understand. Because for me, language, I should ask, what is the language? Huh? What is the language?
Words.
I'm a stupid guy. Tell me, what is the language?
It's the way we communicate.
Aha! Uh-huh. So when they teach grammar, they teach?
Communication.
How to communicate. How to do it. That's the meaning of nahw. Over there, because you apply to the language, it will become grammar. But if I ask this lady, how do you brush your hair? You know, in Arabic, I will look for nahw of that action. And in Persian, you will say nahw, means the way to do it. That's nahw. Did you see it? How it covers? It comes from that. Grammar, yes, it's a translation, and in Rumi's time, when you say nahw, everybody will think about grammar. Because that's what the word is used for. But if you say, I'm interested to understand how you do it. So I'm interested in nahw al-fi'l. That's Arabic, it means I want to know how you fail is the action, how you do it. How you do it is nahw. That's the meaning, and that's the point. Here, the only thing that you don't care and you shouldn't ask is, how am I going to do it? That's not important. Should be ready for it. It will happen. It's not something that you will understand how to do it. How could you understand how to be kind? Kindness is not something you will understand. Kindness is something you experience. When you are kind to someone, there is a feeling inside you. And that feeling will change you. It's not to learn. How should I do it? You tell me, how should I have pity? That simple question, that's the point. Is that there are two things here. One is the swimming I was talking about. And by swimming I meant being in love with water. A stream of knowledge which is raining upon us from the sky, remember? And whatever we have, we gathered from that. We are in this story. This is the final paragraph of the story of the caliph and this man and a woman, right? We'll attend to caliph later. Now we're talking about you, and he said, I know for you, arrogantly, that hidden arrogant thinks that I want to do it. I want to know how to do it. If I know how to do it, I could. Even if you know how to do it, you could be wrong. Lots of times you want to be kind and you do something wrong. It's not the way to do it. If you love to be that, because doing, you could pretend, can't you? Remember, this caliph, there are caliphs, right? Who's the first one? Remember?
Abu Bakr.
Yeah, no, but we don't call him Abu Bakr. What is his name?
Siddiq.
Honest. Honesty is the first requirement. So you should honestly feel the pity. When it happens, you learn it. And you know how to feel it. Well, the feeling could not be taught. There is no how to feel this, how to feel that. You experience it. You do a lot of stuff for that feeling to happen. That's nahwa. That's the grammar. If somebody wants, let's come back to that translation. If I wanted to write a love letter to my beloved, how important it is that I know the English grammar. You see? Because grammar is how to write it. I don't want to be a Shakespeare over there. I want to express my feeling. Even a blank piece of paper could do that. Grammar, my foot. Grammar is not the point. Grammar is this. This we learn the grammar, right? This is the one that learns how to do it. We insist upon understanding why to do that. Well, how? Because you don't do a lot. You don't count that much. You do only one thing. One thing only we talked about. Didn't we talk about one subject that you have to do?
Be honest.
Cry. That cry, our king passed that gate. The rest is in the dream. I told you in later on, Rumi directly will tell you that. Listen, the only thing worth it to hunt for is love. But nobody could hunt love, I'm sorry. Maybe you quit being the hunter, become a huntee, and get lucky, love hunt you. That's what it is. We'll get there later. So, the last paragraph, the last point he made was this, that, remember, it's not becoming clever and learning how to do it. Love to love it so much that you submerge in it. You jump in the water, and if you're drowned, you wish to be drowned more. That kind of stuff I'm talking about. That was the last point you made. Now, the last paragraph. If you do all of this, let's see what will happen. Who will volunteer today to give the John some opportunity to listen? Please.
How the Caliph accepted the gift and bestowed largesse, notwithstanding that he was entirely without need of the gift and the jug. When the Caliph saw and heard his story, he filled the jug with gold and added. He delivered the Arab compagnonry. He bestowed donations and special robes of honor, saying, "Give into his hand this jug full of gold. When he returns, take him to the Tigris. He has come by way of the desert and by traveling. It will be nearer for him by way of the Tigris." When he embarked in the boat and beheld the Tigris, he was prostrating himself in shame and bowing.
That's the point. Story ended. Because what Caliph does, we are not here to talk about what he's going to do, or his Caliph in here, his representative in here. You know, the Caliph means representative, replacement. That's not the thing we're talking about. The only thing, yes, it's obvious. We'll give. Whatever you need. even more.